So they have this program that's actually funded in part by money that was from the federal government to help states ease the pressures of the pandemic on businesses and individuals. The Cook County Promise Guaranteed Income Pilot will send monthly payments of $500 to 3,250 residents for 2 years. 233,000 people signed up for it. And it looks like 3,200 people will be the recipients starting in December. Let's talk a little bit about it with Ms. Suzu Sheck-Snyder, who is the program director at the University of Chicago's Inclusive Economy Lab. Ms. Suzu, welcome to the show. What else should we know about this pilot program?
Thanks so much for having me. I think this is such an exciting step forward that Cook County is taking for making sure that folks can recover from the pandemic, build some financial stability, try to experience some economic mobility. And the county is really interested in understanding how this cash assistance might impact folks' physical health and their mental health as well.
So you all are going to chart them. As I understand it, no strings are attached. These people can spend the money any way they want. Is that right?
That's correct. You know, that is one of the principles behind guaranteed income, that, you know, there's many pilots right now happening across the country. And this one in particular is exciting because it's for 2 years. And the idea here is that people know what they most need to make it through every day and every week. And this cash assistance is a way to offer people that dignity, right, to be able to make those choices for themselves. So it's not like you have to use this money for for food or for gas. It's that, you know, those needs might change from week to week, and this program allows you to make those decisions that you know are best for your family.
Did you have to qualify for it? That is, be below a certain income level or have so many children? Who is getting this money?
So anybody who lives in Cook County is over the age of 18 and earns less than 250% of the federal poverty level, those folks were eligible to apply.
And I saw the demographics on it, but then knowing that, can you tell us who it is, age range and income-wise and size of families? Do you have the demographics of who, in fact, did get the money, is going to get the money?
So we don't know yet who is going to get the money. Right now, the applications closed last week, and the program administrator is quickly going through all of those applications and trying to verify folks' eligibility. And then there will be a lottery conducted later on to select the 3,250 participants.
I see. So what we know now is 233,000 people signed up, but we don't know who that first batch of 3,200 people will be. They don't know who they are. I'm reading this is in Black Club Chicago. The median household income of an applicant, at least we know what they are like, the median household income of an applicant is $15,000. $15,000. The average household that applied has 2.5 people living in it. More than 1/3 of the applicants are unemployed. More than 1/4 delayed medical care last year due to cost. And 10% of the applicants reported unstable housing situations. So it sounds like it's finding the right target. I suppose a criticism of it, you know, we asked our listeners in an unscientific dial-in survey yesterday how they felt about it, or a couple of days ago, and about 2/3 of them don't like the idea of this. And I think the principal criticism of any guaranteed income is that if strings aren't attached, will people abuse the money? What are these people doing on their own to improve their circumstances versus us just giving them money? Why don't you address those? What do you say to the people that worry or don't like the idea of guaranteed income?
Yeah, I can understand that folks might not appreciate, the intention behind this pilot program. But in other pilots that have taken place in other countries, and also some emerging evidence that is coming from U.S.-based pilots, the majority of people are using this money to purchase food, to pay bills, to be able to just survive and live. Some folks are allowing evaluators and program administrators to track their spending when they are participating in pilots like this. So we are getting a lot of data on, you know, where are people sending or spending their money, and all of that information will be made, you know, publicly available for the public at an aggregate level. So that, you know, lack of distrust that we have of each other and what we might use this money for, that is prevalent. But I think what we're really excited to do at the Inclusive Economy Lab is to show people that, okay, when you do give this money unconditionally to people who have, you know, who are having a hard time right now, just surviving, that folks are using that money and that assistance to seek better employment, to get transportation, right, to be able to work a full-time job.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to comment on or ask you to elaborate on. If it seems like just a gift for these people, imagine if a person did spend it this way. $500 a month will get you reliable transportation. That could be a car payment and gas. And if you have a car, a reliable car, now you have a reliable way to get to work. So for $500, we may take you off the poverty rolls. You may go from $15,000 a year to $45,000 a year, but for transportation. In principle, that's the idea, right?
That's exactly right. And, you know, we know that many of these folks are taking care of children or an elderly person in their household. We've seen other guaranteed income programs around the country,
right,
increase spending on those children.
I was just told, Ms. Suzu, I need to end this interview early. We have some breaking news, so we're going to pass that along now. But let you and I visit again in the very near future, okay?
I would love that. Thank you so much.
That's Ms. Suzu Sheck-Snyder, the program director at the U of C's Inclusive Economy Lab.